along in my automobile. My baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio. With no particular place to go.
Steve Cochran Show continues just ahead of Officer Link Hampton. Good morning to Officer Robert Babinski from the Naperville Police Department. I talked to him last night a little bit about what LifeLock did for me. LifeLock caught a third attempt to steal my ID. Someone had opened up an account to take out a loan for a business called Cochran Plumbing. And the funniest part of the conversation is when someone said, "Are you opening a plumbing business called Cochran Plumbing?" I go, "That's funnier than you have any comprehension of.
Right.
There's no chance." I said, "I barely own and operate my own plunger."
And they said, "Thanks for that information."
But the loan was approved by a company in California and was they were prepared to loan the money. My company in California would have been out the money. But, it, you know, it creates problems with your credit rating and all the other things that go with ID theft. And LifeLock caught it. LifeLock caught it, and that led me to Officer Babinski and some other law enforcement folks I need to deal with today. But, you know, I mean, who's backing cops more than this show, please?
That's right. That's right.
And for those of you who remember, one of the greats, who's still, I mean, he's still pretty, as Ali used to say about himself.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Officer Link Hampton joins us from an undisclosed location.
Yeah, thank God.
Good morning, sir.
How are you today?
I am doing just fine, and congratulations. You are one of the few that will join Dave Bennett soon on the WGN Radio Walk of Fame.
I'm in shock.
You actually sort of sound like
he's just hearing this for the first time.
Well, no, you know what's funny is that, well, you know, I'm totally honored to be included, but it's just when my my daughter called me, you know, I'm down in Mexico right now, and she says, "Link, I think you're going to be going to, like, the Walk of Fame." And I'm like, "What? Really?" And she goes, "Yeah, this is what they said on television." And I was like, "Really?" I was like, "Okay." So I'm still, like, trying to get that wrap around that whole thing because it's like, wow, that's a huge honor.
Pretty great.
It's way bigger than what I deserve.
Okay, you say you're in Mexico. Hey, Link, I love you. I know you always beat me on Words with Friends. I miss you. Every time. I can't get a win off this guy. Okay, so tell us, you're in Mexico. Tell everybody where you are, because when we tell people where you are and what you're doing now, they're like, "Oh, that's my life. That's what I want to do with my life."
Well, I'm actually not where we're at normally. Right now I'm in Oaxaca, Mexico, Oaxaca City, which is south of Mexico City. But normally I'm in a little town called San Pancho, which is north of Puerto Vallarta by about 45 minutes. And there we have a little cafe. We have a coffee shop that I had thought, oh, that would be a great retirement job where I'll sit around and, you know, maybe have a cup of coffee once in a while and that kind of thing. It's not like that. It's been totally insane. We've been working like dogs.
Right. Say you opened a business. You thought you were going to retire. You opened a business, and now everybody's going, "Hey, gringo, another latte."
Exactly, exactly. So, it's, you know, we're sort of now making us think, well, how long do we really want to do this?
Are your clientele, are they locals? Are they tourists?
It's everyone, actually. What we wanted to do, we wanted our coffee shop to really include everyone. So the local people, the tourists, and our town, I'd say when it's at its most crowded, there may be maybe 2,000 people there at a time. So it's like you never know who's going to come in the coffee shop. We talk about we have a little garden outside the coffee shop where people can sit and have their coffee. And you walk out there and all the languages that you hear from all around the world, you know, Italian and Spanish,
sure,
and German and everything. It's amazing. It's just pretty cool for a small little town.
Mary Vanderbilt, say hi to Link.
Hi, Link. So happy to
Good
hear
morning,
from
Mary.
You. Oh, congratulations. You know, we miss you so much. And I miss your laugh the most, of course. But you got to tell people the repertoire you and Spike Odell had back in the day and, you know, how that came about.
Well, everybody wants to hear him sing, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
No, everybody
yeah,
doesn't
yeah, let's
want
hear,
to hear me sing, believe me.
Don't you want to hear Link sing?
Well, I mean, look,
come on.
Look at,
come on, Link.
Look, I'm looking
song.
At the text line right now. Are you
one
still
song.
Singing? Would love to hear you sing.
One song.
Okay.
One, two, three.
I totally gave that up. I gave that up.
All right, I don't want to scare you, officer, but we'll call Spike and tell him you wouldn't play along.
Link, wait, turn on the lights. Turn on the sirens.
You know what Spike used to do to me, which used to drive me crazy, is that he'd say, Link, wait, hold on a second, I got something you have to hear, and he'd start playing a song that I had one night sang, and I have no idea why I did it. But it will live in infamy. So it's one of those things where I can never live it down. And, boy, every time he'd play that, the hairs in the back of my neck would just stand up. I'd want to find a place to hide.
What song was that again? I forgot.
Oh, no. It was one that was called Brandy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And there was, of course, there was Lady in Red.
Yeah, and if he would, he's going to do Brandy and Lady in Red at the Walk of Fame ceremony live.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you want people to come to the ceremony, don't you?
looking forward to it. Coming up what day, Dave?
Thursday, May 25th.
Oh, no.
You got rolling. And Bill and Wendy are going to be hosting it. No, let it roll. Let it roll. Let it roll. Let it roll.
Never seen you looking so lovely.
He started to hyperventilate.
Okay, ready? Here he goes. Here he goes. Go ahead, Link. Ready?
No, this isn't a hook. You're not a disc jockey. All right, I have too much respect for you and the work you've done to force that on you.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh.
It's okay.
It's Officer Link. We look forward to seeing you. You are coming back for this, right?
Yes, I will be there.
Do you need help getting into the country?
Are you kidding me? Maybe. I may have to call you, so, you know. Michelle, hopefully you can give me a number and get a hold of you if things get kind of shaky.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring us, what do we need? Tequila? What else? Oh, tortillas? No.
As far as you know, we only need Link.
That's right.
Hey, Link, does it still help
cigars.
If we get pulled over by a state trooper, does it still help if we say we know you?
No. No, probably not.
All right, give us
probably not a good idea.
Give us the goodbye you used to give at the end of every Spike call.
What I used to say was always avoid the tight spots and the low lying area and drive safely.
That's right. It's a lesson for life. Avoid the tight spots and the low lying areas. All right, officers. Stand by. I think he's busting up cartels left and right down there.
Hilarious. Sure, it's a coffee shop.
I always feel like he's on a covert mission of some sort.
Oh, of course
sort.
He is.
He always was.
You know where the last place I saw him, both he was working security at Ravinia and also at Welsh Ryan Arena, Northwestern, for basketball.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did he arrest you?
Till he left for Mexico. No, but right. Maybe he was working on
it. What is your problem with the state police that you need help with, Dave?
No, I was just, that was just for the benefit of everybody on this.
Sure.
No, I just.
Well, as far as we know, you're fine.
Didn't they ticket you on the way to a remote once?
And now, live from traffic, here's Mary.
I think we should go do a remote at his place, at his cafe.
Watch out for your low-lying areas.
Let's do it. Yeah, that too.